Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In with Corey. I am your host, Corey James, and this is the Life Development Podcast, where I discuss how to grow through what you're gonna go through anyway by being, of course, clocked in and working towards your dreams at all times, against all odds, in whatever way that you can. I just want to spread the encouragement. And this is episode 108, entitled My 3 Steps to Combating Adversity and Thriving. Scratch that. Let's call that My 3 Steps to Overcoming Adversity and Thriving, because we don't want to just combat it. Because if you just combat it, then there's a chance that you can take that L, you can take that loss, and that you can still be stuck where you started. But when you overcome, I think that the outcome is what changes. So let's start off with a quote from the legendary Lucille Ball. And she once said, "Keeping busy and making optimism a way of life can restore your faith in yourself." So before we really get started in this podcast, I just want to remind you that doing the work towards your goals on a consistent basis is the number one way to get to your goal. And it seems so simple, but many of us still need that reminder that our goals, our aspirations, our dreams are not false and can be real, can be manifested, can be realized, but not without hard work and consistency. So I hope that at the end of this episode, your faith in yourself has been restored and that you will then keep busy and that optimism will flow through you and through that which you produce. So my first step to overcoming adversity is this: develop and practice healthy habits. Now, someone may be thinking, what do you mean by healthy habits? Like, my healthy may not be your healthy, may not be the next person's healthy. And I mean what's healthiest to you, and in particular, what's healthiest, what's in alignment with your goals, with your passions, with your aspirations, with your ideal lifestyle, with your accomplishments. Simply said, if your goal is that college degree, then make sure that your healthy habits are all in alignment with you getting that college degree on time or early. Or at some point in your journey, you have to still seek out that degree, because as catalysts, as people who are growth mindset focused and forward thinking, we want to ensure that everything, or as many things as we can control that we are involved in, are all bringing us forward and taking us towards our goals. So I ask you, and I challenge you to ask yourself, what are the habits of the person who has accomplished your goals? And let's be honest with ourselves. Like, you and I, we're friends now. You're part of this community. Let's be honest with ourselves and ask, are we practicing those habits regularly, consistently? Are we taking care of our bodies so that we can be physically present in those opportunities? Are we taking care of our minds so that we can be mentally clear and present when those opportunities present themselves? Are we spiritually at a place where we have enough faith in the world, in ourselves, and in whatever else we believe in, that we are willing to put certain things at risk and to sacrifice certain bouts of time, certain experiences for the greater good of our goals? Simply put, our habits should bring us closer to that which we desire. So develop the healthy habits that align with the person who has already accomplished the goals that you have, and practice them on a regular basis. That is step one to overcoming adversity. And step two is to be consistent in your mindset management. And mental health is a hot topic these days, as it should be, because so many of us are going through experiences that we have never seen before, through stressors, through adversity, through obstacles, through COVID, through cancer, through loss of a loved one, through loss of job, through so many difficulties in the world, that we must be very intentional and very clear about the need to manage our mindsets. And for me, that may look like meditation. It may look like prayer. It may look like journaling. It may look like reading books and having high level conversations. I don't know what it looks like for you. But when you find your peace of mind, know that that is the destination that you must go back to. That's what you must return to. So where do you find your peace of mind and your clarity of thought? Is it at your grandmother's house? Is it out in nature? Is it on a hike? Is it on the basketball court? Is it in the gym? Is it in your journal? Is it in a book? Is it an album? Is it a person that you connect with? Is it a comfort food at your favorite restaurant that you grew up eating at? Wherever it is, you have to know where the reset button is just in case you lose a couple of rounds and you need a fresh start. And there will always be a refresh button. But again, you must know where to find your peace of mind and clarity of thought and then be willing to return there, especially on the days when you don't feel like it. Especially when you're exhausted, especially when you're angry, especially when you feel out of whack and you feel like the external circumstances are creating something within you that is firing you up but isn't flowing from you in a positive way. See, the place where you can be consistent in your mindset management is not from a place of toxicity or that you can overindulge in. This is from the heart and for the heart. So be consistent in your mindset management and find that place where you can identify and practice your peace of mind and your clarity of thought. And remember that one way that you'll know is that it cannot be overindulged in. You cannot have too much of this. If anything, it reminds you how much more of yourself you need to be in light of the circumstances. And step three to overcoming adversity for me during some of the darkest times in my life is finding outside accountability. See, it's the willingness to open up to a chosen few. In some cases, it may just be one person or a handful of people, but to open up to them in a way that allows you to share with them in full vulnerability what your goals are and how these goals may scare you to life, but should also scare you to action. And something that I realized is that for lack of a mentor, if you don't have a mentor, then we must find and follow an example. Again, if you don't have a mentor to point you in that right direction, then find and follow an example. Because someone has done it before. There's nothing that we can say and nothing that we can do in the year 2022. Didn't mean for that to rhyme, but it sounds good anyway. But there's nothing that we can say or that we can do that has not been done or accomplished or experienced before in some abstract way. But it is our responsibility to research and to find that person who is an example and to study up and to lean in and to then go back to our healthy habits and to ask ourselves, what are the habits of the person who has accomplished our goals? And then to be consistent in our mindset management and to go back to that place where we have the peace. And guess what? Very often in that place, whether or not it's connected to a person, somewhere near, we will also find that outside accountability. And I'll just mention this as an aside to the finding outside accountability. Check this out. Make sure that you thoroughly vet the people based on results, based on integrity, based on their consistency, and based on the encouragement that you can find in that relationship. I call it the rice. The results, the integrity, the consistency, and the encouragement. See, when you tap into the results, the integrity, the consistency, and the encouragement, and you build an accountability partnership based on those four pillars, then guess what? The likelihood of you achieving your goals goes through the roof. It's crazy. It looks like it's an overnight transformation, but we all know that's not true. It all takes time. But with the right dynamic of a relationship, that accountability can absolutely build an abundant, accelerated growth experience. And so with that being said, these are my three steps to overcoming adversity during the darkest time that you could face. And I'm not just saying it as something that I haven't done. I'm speaking to you as a father who relocated his family across country in the year 2019. The month was August. And during that time, I found myself planning to buy a business and planning our lives on the West Coast after moving from Texas. But life had other plans in store for us, unfortunately and fortunately. Because shortly thereafter, this little thing called COVID started being discussed and, you know, was discovered in the United States. Maybe you've heard of it. And we all know how the world changed in March of the year 2020. And truth be told, it was frightening. It was absolutely frightening. But I knew that I had to double down on that which I had committed to and to still find my way forward. But not only that, after March, COVID came. Then in May, cancer came. And I found myself in the hospital room with my son, my 8-year-old at the time. And I'm encouraging him and I'm speaking to him and I'm praying over him. And then I felt empty. I knew that I needed to dial in what it would take of me to be there for him and to be there for those in my life. I knew that there was so much more work that needed to be done, and that work was my responsibility. I knew that the man that I needed to become, I had to first identify, and then I had to develop and practice healthy habits. And then I had to be consistent in my mindset management. And then I had to find outside accountability to help me stay in alignment with my goals, because I knew that we would come out of this on top and as a healthy, thriving family, but the work had to be done. And I had to not only become who I needed to, I had to not only become who I needed and who my family needed me to be, but I also had to stand for that. And I had to quantify that. I had to detail it. All that being said, it worked for me, and I really hope that if you find yourself in a time of difficulty, that it also works for you. Because as I always say, I love you, I support you, I want to see you win, I want to see you grow, and I believe in your ability to do so. But you, whoever you are, wherever you are listening to this, you must do the work. And if you're listening to this already, then you already have the tools, the abilities to do so. But maybe you just needed a reminder that you are and can be clocked in. Last but not least, let me finish off with a quote that just felt so perfect for this episode. It's by the one and only Albert Einstein. And that quote is, "I am thankful for all of those who said no to me. It's because of them that I'm doing it myself." Thank you. I appreciate you. Have a great day, week, and until next time, stay clocked in. It's Corey.